News Talk 580 WTCM. It's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's Wednesday, March the 13th, and it's time for Travel Talk with our friend Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. That is an L-Tour company taking us wherever it is we want to go today and all of the days. Bonnie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, and it's a great day out there. We're kind of looking outside and going, where are we going to go next? And everything's starting to melt. Well, that's what I want to kind of talk about today. You know, a lot of times, you know, and I've mentioned, you know, how we have blocked space and we do certain things. We have just blocked some great space that we have to Europe, and we also have to Alaska. And part of it is just fun to do, because this way we have an opportunity to say, okay, here's a date in particular. We're going to go, this particular thing was the Mediterranean, okay? And, you know, it's like a September sailing of this year, 10-night, 11-day. And you don't have to be part of a group. You don't have to be a group. You can just take advantage of us being able to go in and get certain amenities. We've done that to Alaska. We've got some greats. And if anyone knows Sarah Bird in our office, she is overseeing a few of these groups, and she's got some wonderful things happening to Alaska. She also has something going on in January when we're all be remembering this year, in January of 2020. So a lot of opportunities out there, but that's what we look at. We'll go, hey, this is a great deal. It comes across our desk. Let's block some of the space. So especially for those people who go, I have no idea where I want to go, but I've thought about this. It's a great opportunity, because there's a lot of value added in amenities by doing that. So we're real happy to be doing a lot more group travel these days. And it, again, you do not have to be a group. You come in as an individual, get the benefit of being in that block space. So, and Sarah's got some great ones going on, especially an 11-day double Denali cruise tour in September 1st.
Oh, nice.
There are so many amenities with this one. She's got a few cabins left. So, you know, that's going to be the important thing. If you're listening and going, you know, that sounds really good, and it is a great itinerary. And that's a great way to see Alaska. The other thing that we have, that, because we start getting into this, you know, we're ready to leave now. We're ready to get outside of our homes when I say leave. We're ready to get back out to walking and doing things. And I love this thing that I saw recently. It's called S'mores and Stars. Now,
okay.
you got to think about this one, okay? It's almost like a deluxe camping in a sense, in my mind. But this is taking in, you know, activities like biking, hiking, kayaking, rafting, and the scenery of what they're referring to as a deluxe campsite, okay? And it's with Backroads. I mention them a lot. They are an incredible trip leaders. They have so many things prepared, but they took a look at a lot of our national parks, and they sent us a great information about, you know, for multi-family venture camping tours, which are good for teens, which are good for older kids. We can go to Yellowstone, the Tetons, the Canadian Rockies. We can go to in Utah. We can go California Redwoods. We can do Glacier and, you know, and see the Continental Divide at the top of Logan's Pass. And these are really good itineraries. And we have all the information that says this would be good for teens and older kids. This is maybe older kids in 20s, you know, all those different things like that. But in my mind, taking advantage of one of these types of things is a great way to just welcome in a change of weather.
Yeah.
You know, not only in our own backyard, but thinking ahead to someone else's, and you can't get any better than the backyards of the national parks, can you?
No, I think that's, and actually, Bonnie, it's interesting. We're going to be talking to someone from the Michigan DNR in just a few days, because, you know, you're not just talking about the national parks, but our state parks, you know,
right.
get out there and travel. Go see them.
Get out there and enjoy. I mean,
yeah.
We have so much beauty to offer. And that's the type of thing, that's what comes right now at this time of the year. It's everyone is kind of like, oh man, I'm tired. Oh yeah, that's right. Spring break is coming up, and it is not far away. So, being prepared, as you and I spoke earlier, Crystal, is so important. And I do want to mention that now, because Kevin Klein and I talk about this all the time right before spring break is ready to go. Get to the airport early. If it's Traverse City, same thing. Any other airport you're going to, get there early because all the flights are booked, and you want to just check in, get that luggage, get everything taken care of, and just go upstairs and sit down, enjoy it, or downstairs, excuse me, and enjoy it, and grab something in the cafe. But then that's that peace of mind that you're there on time. And especially if you have, I know we have that really early morning flights out of here, but that's okay. You can sleep on the plane or sleep later. You just want to get to the airport and make sure you are there, checked in. Don't pack every single thing you own. Okay, it's always a good thing to try to pack a little light, especially if you're going to a warm destination. You may not need as many pairs of shoes and the different clothes that you're looking at. But it's a great opportunity to just, you know, have some fun, get away from everything here. But you and a lot of other people are doing it at the exact same time.
Absolutely. And, you know, as far as getting ready for spring break, too, Bonnie, I know we've talked about this before, not only just making sure you're getting there early and being prepared and things like that, but there are other things that can happen that are out of your control. And I wanted to mention a few things about a trend that I see maybe is going to be starting. But did you read about the pilots? First, it was a pilot for a Canadian airline that the passengers were kind of stuck on the tarmac because they were having some sort of issues. And a lot of this stuff, it's always out of your control as a passenger, but the pilot went in and got everybody pizza. And then the same thing happened. And I think that this was in New Jersey. And there was, you know, the pilot came in and got everybody burgers and just trying to pass the time a little easier. Are there things that you can do maybe to prepare for things like that? I mean, I know we don't want to think that that's going to happen, but if you're traveling with little kids, you know, come on, you got to keep them even more occupied for longer. What are some other things that you can do when you're traveling in situations like that?
Be prepared. You know, we hear that all the time, whenever we in life, be prepared. So if you have children, small children, or teens or anything like that, make sure you bring along things that they enjoy doing, okay? You know, bring along, you know, something small. I mean, you can't bring, you know, a bicycle on board. But at the same time, you can bring puzzles. You can bring, you know, a lot of all ages are using, like, an iPad, okay? And, you know, they're able to take advantage of those things. Bring some snacks on board. You can purchase that water after you go through security in those bottles, but you can't just take those through security. So don't waste your money buying that ahead of time, the water or the liquids. Just do it at the cafe or something wherever airport you're at, because most airports have all food and everything there too. But bring some of that stuff on board with you, because this way, when there is a delay, you've got something to not only occupy, but also to maybe eat a little bit, because there's not a lot of food sometimes on some of the flights. And in fact, you know, some of our shorter flights, there's no food at all.
Yeah.
So you want to be prepared for that. But bring your patience. I mean, it's the only thing, and I harp on that, because if you can't leave for a particular reason, maybe it's an air traffic control slowdown, maybe it's weather, maybe, you know, it's a mechanical, but those things happen, you know. Believe me, the airlines want to get you out, and they want to get you in on time. That's their number one goal.
I mean, isn't there some sort of a law that they can only stay on the, you know,
tarmac.
On the tarmac for so long, or they start to get, you know, fines and things like that?
Yeah, we just saw American Airlines get fined, and I think it was that they were over 3 hours, and they were recently fined for those. They don't want you out on the tarmac. I mean, that's just, it's crazy out there. And so, you know, pushback is an important time to see if it's going to go off on time. And the airlines, you know, they're rated too by their on-time performances. So, you know, there is an interest to get pushback and be off and running. But sometimes those delays just happen and the planes get stacked up. And it is frustrating, because if you're out there for that amount of time, no one's comfortable.
And I think they do make an effort to catch up, to make up for the time, too, if they possibly can.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking this, Bonnie, while you were talking, that half the battle, maybe more, is mentality. If you go into it prepared, knowing what some of the possibilities are, having enough things to do, ways to occupy the kids. That's half the battle, is yeah. just being prepared to be flexible.
Just mentally prepared that things might not go the way you'd like. And I think that that's another thing, though. You know, as we talk to you every Wednesday here on the travel show, on the Crystal Frost show, and Bonnie, being a travel agent for so long and in that business for so long, you know, a lot of people think, hey, I have this under control. I know exactly if something goes wrong, I call the airline, I call my hotel, I do all of that. But if you have a travel agent, you don't have to do that. You know, you could be sitting back going, they're going to take care of it. They're going to get me out of here as soon as possible.
You bet. And here's what we tell our clients. One, we have a 24/7, you know, 365-day emergency number, okay? And it's on our documents, and, you know, you just, you know, call that number. But we also especially will suggest that if it's an airline delay, and they're now reaccommodating people at a counter, get up and get in that line, but call us at the same time. Because it might mean the difference of they only had 7 seats and you're the 8th person that gets up to a counter. In the meantime, we're already working and seeing what we can do with the flights. So that's kind of the rule of thumb that we'll ask. We're not trying to push it off on the airlines, but sometimes they are the only ones at a point in time control it.
Right.
But at the same time, we're looking at other availability and things, so you know where your options are, or you know that you were able to be reaccommodated. It is frustrating to have to sit around waiting for the planes to come in and out if they're delayed, but at the same time, Colleen's absolutely right. They try to do their very best.
Yeah, right. So,
and I love the fact that the pilots were thinking about bringing food on board. I wonder if that'll become, they'll have it like, you know, it'll be interesting security-wise. It's not like a delivery service can come out on the tarmac.
No, but I mean, I was wondering that too. The pilot actually, in the instance of the burgers, it was a United pilot who walked in and bought 70 burgers for the people on the plane. You know,
he's the type you applaud when you land and you thank him as you're leaving the plane for all that.
Exactly. Hey, we had someone who wanted to know how best to get in touch with you. The website, of course, is thetravelauthority.com. But, you know, you do have that 800 number, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you are local and you want to talk to someone right in the Traverse City office, what's the best number to call?
You can call our number, which is 231-947-0880. And that's a local number. We're right where we've been for 40 years, right in 116 Cass Street. It's next to the Franklin Restaurant. We're adjacent with the glass doors there. So you can just come on in and talk with us. You can call ahead of time and say, hey, can I get, you know, I've got some limited time. Can I set up an appointment? We do that as well. But it's really, these are so many different things that I'm looking at right now. And it's an exciting time because it transitions right now. Because out of that cold weather, and it transitions over to, we're now thinking again the different destinations. We have something with a land operator that we have some special pricing and value amenities to places like Hawaii, Italy, and London. I love that. Seriously. I mean, I look at this, and they come across our desk all the time, and that's the other value. It's not just we're not surfing the web all day long. We're getting this information from all these wonderful, incredible suppliers, especially a lot of the ones that we interview on the air all the time, who are just sending them to us. They're sending it, hey, this is our latest, this is what's happening, you know, and that is valuable information, and that's our tools. That's our things that we use every day in our business.
Now, Bonnie, it's interesting. I know we talk a lot about what's trending and what's hot in the world of travel right now. And I was just reading about the UK and how the UK's post office always every year teams up with a city cost barometer. And what they do is they put together this travel list of what is the most in Europe, what's the most affordable place city to visit. And this time around, it's a city in Lithuania, which isn't that so incredible about the power of marketing and tourism that maybe people never would have had Lithuania on their ideal list at all. But here it is. People are starting to travel there.
Well, you know, it's interesting. People never traveled to Iceland.
And now Reykjavik is number two.
Yeah. And if you think of the popularity of Iceland right now and how that's grown, travel tourism is, in a lot of countries, their number one economic impact. And so you can see what happens when there are all different delays that go on around, but you can also see all the value because normally it's more positive than it's negative. And so that's a really important factor. Travel is to create memories. And your memories, believe me, there are a lot more positive memories than there are. We get through the little delays. We get through things like that. And by the way, I'm reading in front of me right now that it was an Air Canada pilot who got 23 pizzas. I love that.
Isn't
one.
Isn't that great?
And American Airlines, let's see, these things, this is really too much fun.
I know.
You're going to have a delivery service, setting up shop and coming up with a new idea.
I love it. Well, and as we were talking about some of those different, weekend getaways or a quick last minute sort of trips, specifically if you're going, hey, I've got my passport, I don't know exactly where I want to go, but I'm going to go talk to someone at the travel authority and they're going to give me a good price. I love reading about things like what the UK does, which is the cheapest cities for a weekend sort of deal. And Warsaw, Poland was on that list where you can go for a weekend with everything included for about $200 American, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's becoming more and more, popular as well. A lot of Polish, heritage, in our country. So,
absolutely.
A lot of that's people checking their roots out. But one of the things you and I spoke about briefly before we run out of time is the Real ID, which is coming up.
Yes.
Be complacent in Michigan, October 1st, 2020. Okay. So if you're renewing your license now and it's due now, whatever be the case, you're going to be wanting to they'll do the Real ID, okay? So it's a Secretary of State's office, okay? And so you have to bring a certified U.S. birth certificate with a stamp array seal or a valid unexpired U.S. passport or passport card, okay? So it proves your citizenship. If your present name is different than the shown on your documents, you'll need to bring proof of the name change and all those things that you have. A new photograph will be taken and all the fees are charged, but it'll be done. And that's the compliance that really was put in place after September 11th, okay?
Wow.
And our state is not that they're not in compliance. They just had this going, extension-wise until October 1st of 2020 that everyone had to be compliant that way. Because you'll need that.
So what does the Real ID do? I mean, you have to have that to get on a plane even if you have a passport?
Yeah. Yeah, but you can use a passport for boarding a plane for domestic travel, which is, you don't think to bring your passport when you're going for domestic travel, okay? Or if you are entering certain federal facilities like military bases, or I don't think many of us go to nuclear power plants, but those are the types of things. And what happens is the Real ID has, on your driver's license, has a little star, gold star on there. So
does that just mean that you've been approved? I guess I've always wondered, as we've talked about this before, Bonnie, that this was something that was rolled out after September 11th. So this is obviously, for public safety. And I wonder, is this a different way of tracking people? Is it a different system that now all states are compliant with?
I think it is. I think it's across the board. A lot of people really don't have some of the things that you would get on a domestic flight for. They might have an ID card or something, but this is kind of certifying, I think, that they've looked at all this information you're providing, and now it's on the driver's license. So it's kind of that one thing. You're going to have to show a driver's license or some sort of ID when you go through security anyway today. But this is now certifying that this is compliant with all these things that they have reviewed and all that, just like when you're getting a passport.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's good to know that. I know I was noticing that my license expires in 2020. So, it's a good thing that we're going to get in there and take care of that before October of 2020, right?
You bet. That's exactly what the Real ID is, and we'll be talking more about it as we get into 2020 as well. But just remember that magical date. And also will provide a great opportunity for people to have, some real good IDs and everything with them, too.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone's trying to look into your world. They're just trying to protect your world.
good way of saying that, Bonnie Pintozzi. All right, so people that have been listening for a long time. You've been doing this show for longer than I have, Bonnie. And
Yes, 19 years, I think.
19 years. We need to get you a cake or something. Gold watch.
Thanks.
A gold suitcase. How about that? Bonnie, you've been doing this for so long. And, you know, it's interesting because I still have people who come up and say, gosh, I love that. You know, I like Bonnie and she talks in her regular conversation about making that bucket list, which is something that Colleen's been saying for a few years now, too, has inspired people to go, you know what, I'm going to give you a call. And that's really all. That's where it starts. You don't even have to know where you want to go. Maybe you just have questions. And if you want to call local people and get on the phone with them and talk about where you want to go, and you call the Cass Street office at 947-0880, Bonnie. Someone will be there and tell you how the whole thing works. And even if you're just going to start planning for something a few years out, people will be there to help you.
You bet. And we have such a talented group of travel consultants. I will tell you, many of them have been there longer than I have. And so they are talented. And we know. I mean, that's our job. To know all the information that's out there.
Yep, I love that. All right, well, Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us again, and you have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day, of course. Speaking of traveling, people getting over to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day, where it's not as big a deal as it is here in the U.S. Isn't that funny, Bonnie?
Well, it is funny because we've interviewed Catherine Riley
from
Brendan Vacations, and that was an interesting concept that she told us, too.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Yeah, she's like, oh, you know, it's just a regular day. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi, thetravelauthority.com, and 947-0880.
Thanks.